You're tuned in to Juno Afternoon on Tuesday, December 11th. It is just about 20 minutes after the top of the hour. And I'm here with Sean O'Neill. He's representing SAIL, Southeast Alaska Independent Living, and here to talk about adaptive skiing and snowboarding. Welcome to the show, Sean.
Oh, thanks, Shelley.
You're welcome. To start us off, for those out there who may not know, what is SAIL? And also, what do you do there?
Right, so SAIL is Southeast Alaska Independent Living. It's the region of Southeast Alaska. We serve all of Southeast, but we're the independent living center for Southeast Alaska. So helping people who are aging and keeping their independence, or people who experience a disability becoming more independent in their day-to-day lives. So that's what we're here for.
And what's your role at SAIL?
Me, I am the ORCA activity coordinator. So I help the ORCA program, which stands for Outdoor Recreation and Community Access. Taking people with disabilities or people who are aging out, just out enjoying the wonderful recreation that we have here.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely.
And also, it might be kind of difficult, too, because I know a lot of our trails, I mean, quite a few of them are accessible to folks with disabilities, mm-hmm. but many of them are actually quite challenging, even for
someone who
is mm-hmm. fully abled. So you run the ORCA program all year round. What sort of activities do you do?
So in the summer, we do a lot of kayaking. We do quite a bit of biking. We do hiking as well. And then right now in the fall, we kind of get into this time where we want to do outdoor activities, but we're losing light, or it could be super rainy and windy. So then we kind of bounce back and forth between indoor activities and outdoor activities.
Yeah. I was wondering, what are some examples of adaptations for outdoor recreational gear, like for a kayak or for a bike?
A kayak, we have multiple pieces of equipment. The trickiest part is getting into the kayak. So we have special ways to get people in. We have different types. The one I can think of the most is called a paddle pivot, and that can help someone paddle who is missing one limb. So if they're missing one arm, or so they can still paddle with the same amount of force and energy as someone that has two arms. So,
and how about for like bikes or for hiking?
Biking, we have a lot of like adaptive trikes or hand cycles. So someone who is weaker from or weaker lower extremities or can't use their lower extremities, we have a hand cycle, multiple of those, and recumbent bikes, and they're pretty fun.
Have you tried them yourself?
I have. Yep.
Yeah, that's cool. But now to talk about like skiing and snowboarding, give me some examples of adaptations for those two activities.
So yeah, similar to biking. So we have the sit skis. There's multiple type of sit skis. There's a bi-ski, which is virtually a sit ski that has two skis on the bottom and acts pretty similar as someone who is able body skiing down the hill. And then we have the mono ski, which is a sit ski just with one ski. We have, you know, outriggers, which are kind of like forearm crutches with skis on them, but that can help multiple people. Like if you experience cerebral palsy, or if you've suffered a stroke and you have one side that's weaker, sometimes just a pair of outriggers can get you back skiing, you know, the whole mountain and, yeah, give you that independence on the mountain.
Wonderful. And do a lot of your participants, can they operate this gear on their own, or do they need a helper?
So that kind of matters to them. Once they get to the point where they're independent on the mountain, they have the choice of either going independently or joining the Ski Buddy program. And that's where, like, volunteers can be really helpful. So we have all mountain skiers that just want a little bit extra assistance, or maybe enjoy just skiing with someone else and talking on the chairlift. And so volunteers are super helpful with that, especially with all mountain skiers.
Well, that's a good segue into what you guys have going on this weekend. You've got some trainings going on. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so this weekend we'll be doing our volunteer training up at Eagle Crest. We have a training on Saturday and a training on Sunday from 9 to 3 p.m. And they'll both be at Eagle Crest. And I'm really excited with the snow, so that means that we'll be on snow. But, yeah, if you're interested, feel free to give us a call if you want more questions, or just meet us up there. Again, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. we'll be up there.
Well, what does being a volunteer entail? What should people expect?
Yeah, so you could kind of go two different routes. We kind of help you kind of pick up like what you want to be involved with. We have volunteers that only want to be ski buddies, and that's totally okay. And then we have volunteers that want to learn how to actually teach skiing or assist on lessons. So assisting with the equipment or learning how to teach someone to use that equipment. So that's pretty neat. That's really helpful. And that's where we have a great collaboration with Eagle Crest, where, you know, both instructors from each program can go each way. So unlike other ski areas across the United States, you know, us and Eagle Crest, we're kind of just one program. So,
well, that's terrific. Yeah. Shout out to Eagle Crest. Mm-hmm. They do so much great stuff. All right. So the volunteer ski snowboard trainings, that's this weekend. Mm-hmm. And then there's also a volunteer for Nordic skiing.
Yeah. So on the, I believe it's the 22nd. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. We'll be doing our Nordic training. So we'll be teaching people how to use the Nordic adaptive equipment and all. That one's kind of up in the air right now. We kind of need a Nordic loop.
Yeah.
So if we get a bunch of snow, we'll be up there at Eagle Crest teaching that. Luckily with Nordic, we could kind of do some indoor training. But it's nice, like, for this weekend to finally have some snow.
Right. So location to be announced, but it's the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, there is some snow in the forecast. I'm looking at it. So
yeah, it's looking
weekend,
pretty good. Yeah.
I went up, should be pretty good up there.
I actually went up last weekend and I was pleasantly surprised.
Cool.
Yeah.
What was it like? What were the conditions
like? It was pretty good. Only one side of the bunny hill was open, you know, the beginner terrain, but it was still fun, still great to get on the snow. And just like, I don't know, I enjoy it so much where I don't really mind where I'm skiing as long as I'm skiing.
Yeah. Was it pretty crowded?
There was actually a few people there. It was kind of fun. It was a good way to get back into that kind of, you know, teaching people how to ski mindset. Mm-hmm. So the morning I had a clinic, and then in the afternoon I taught just an adaptive clinic to some Eagle Crest instructors that were interested. Yeah.
Well, sailinc.org is a great place to find out more information about this and other mm-hmm. services and programs, about ORCA and about the support groups. I saw you've got a lot of different ones for all around the region, so mm-hmm. that's a pretty great resource. Any other resources you'd like our listeners to check out?
You know, we have plenty of different programming. We have adult programming. We also have support groups like the TBI support group or Low Vision. We also have like after school activities. So we've got a couple staff members out there on the after school activity today, and hopefully out there not getting too wet, but we'll see.
Any other happenings or events you want to talk about while you're here?
Not much, mostly just the ski season. It's kind of neat. It's kind of where I started. I started volunteering like 6 years ago, I think, 6 or 7. So it's definitely a fun opportunity. And I always tell people, like, if you're new to Juneau, it's a great way to, like, start to meet people. And some of my best friends I've met right there in the Eagle Crest parking lot.
And then, yeah. I'm sure you're not alone on that. So again, the ORCA Adaptive Program is seeking ski and snowboard volunteers, and there's trainings this weekend at Eagle Crest, December 15th and 16th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Contact ORCA to mm-hmm. sign up or to find out more information. Sean O'Neill, thanks so much for being here today.
No problem. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Everybody do your snow dance.